Many people are angry about the early release of nonviolent prisoners in California. Hundreds have been set free over the past couple of weeks, and that may have been a mistake. Critics say the problem is a new state law that is so confusing nobody understands it. Here's NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
The law was supposed to be about the state's overcrowded prisons, which face a federal court order to reduce the inmate population. But across California, many county sheriffs believed the statute also applied to them. So they opened their jails and started releasing hundreds of nonviolent inmates. Within a week, there was this.
We start tonight with breaking news. An inmate who was part of Sacramento County's early release program was arrested for attempted rape less than 24 hours later.
That's how Sacramento TV station KCRA reported on Kevin Peterson, a 22-year-old inmate who was halfway through a four-month sentence on a probation violation. Peterson wasn't even out a full day when he got busted for the attempted rape. Sacramento County Sheriff John McGinnis took the heat, but blamed it on the new statute.
There's no reason for any clear-thinking person to believe that this change in the law, resulting in the level of releases from correctional facilities throughout the state, would not have an adverse impact on public safety. And I think this illustrates exactly that point.
In Kevin Peterson's case, the new law meant he could get out of jail 16 days early. The question is, should it apply to any county jail inmate? That's not clear, says San Francisco County Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Eileen Hurst.
The law is not specific about its application.
She says some counties are applying the law only to inmates sentenced after January 25th. Others, like Sacramento County, have been giving inmates credits earned for good behavior before the law went into effect. That's how Kevin Peterson got free. And that never should have happened, says California Assembly Majority Leader Alberto Torrico.
I think that they are dealing with some very serious budget constraints because of limited resources. And I just think they got desperate. And I think somebody got very creative and figured they could start releasing inmates from their county jail, and they could blame it on Sacramento.
Torrico says the new law was never intended to be applied to county jail inmates. That's why he joined a lawsuit filed by the Sacramento County Deputy Sheriff's Association seeking an injunction. Yesterday, a judge agreed and ordered the county to stop releasing its inmates pending another hearing. The state prison system is gearing up to implement the new law, but it hasn't released any prisoners yet, says Terry Thornton, a spokeswoman for the state correction system.
The law was implemented on January 25th. Inmates have to successfully complete a rehabilitation program to earn those enhanced credits. Not enough time has gone by for that to happen.
However, within a year, California will reduce its prison population by about 6,500 inmates. Only nonviolent offenders who meet criteria for good behavior will be eligible. And state officials hope a go-slow approach will help avoid controversy like the one seen this week. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.